So, are you ready to talk about it, or?
I am. Take a listen. Think this day will be so different. In your ear or on your screen. The only place you need to be. That's the reason my tea. Guaranteed to give you everything you need.
Good morning.
It's your boy Vermont.
And I'm Reese. Welcome back to another episode of A Little R&R Podcast. I forgot for a little bit.
You did.
We're coming to you from a new undisclosed location in the DMV area.
And it's going to be new the next time we record.
It's going to change until we figure out where we want to be and we like the space that we're in. So... welcome.
So go through us with the change. Y'all been rocking with us for a long time. So y'all just need to just continue to rock with us through this change. Yes. And because shit going to change up. And that's okay. We still going to be here. We still going to be the same.
We're the same.
Right. We're the same.
That's what matters. We're the same. Yes. You saw us last time we was at a table. We had a little backdrop. We had a whole lot going on. This time we a little higher. Ain't no backdrop.
And that's okay.
Changes. Changes.
Change is good. Change is good.
Change is a good thing.
But I do feel like you're too far.
You feel far? I feel like I can see you. You don't like to be touched. We're learning.
Good.
But
that's what you hit me.
But I feel like I can see you. I don't know. I see you.
I see you too. We see each other.
I feel like I really see you. Like, I feel like behind the table, you kind of hide. I don't know.
So, I got to remember to keep this mic in my face.
I told you position it how you wanted it.
It was good until I started moving around.
Right. That's why mine is where it is. It's like off to the side type of.
Well, here we are.
I knew you was going to adjust.
Just a little bit. It's going to work. So, we're back.
We're back.
How you been?
I don't even know where to look now.
Look at me fucking up shit.
I have been good. I have... you know, I always say I have no complaints, and I really don't have any complaints.
Mm-hmm.
But then people say, well, who are you going to tell and who's going to care when you do complain? So I'm always kind of like, that's interesting. But I feel like if someone needed to complain and needed to vent and needed to get things off their chest, I would be willing to listen. What say you? I don't feel like you are much of a...
I mean...
Right, like I couldn't call you with a... Like you would listen... But I would see you on the other line doing 50 other things or just being like, okay, are you done?
It depends on your complaint. Like, are you calling me just to vent or do I need to sit down and listen and...
To offer advice.
Yeah, to offer advice. Like, it can be a different, like, friend, like, I don't want nothing, but let me just tell you what the fuck happened. And I do what I need to do while you... Sometimes you just need to know, like, someone's there listening in a sense. Or hearing you, or just talking to someone.
Nope, I get that. That makes sense. And I think that that's important when you do call someone and you know what you need.
Right. Like when I was irritated in the parking lot and I was like recording a video on Instagram and stuff, like I was complaining. Like if people watched it and saw it, like if they did, they did. If they didn't, they didn't. But like in that moment, I just felt like, you know, saying something. I need to tell somebody. So I got it out that way by recording.
Can I tell you what happened to me yesterday?
What happened, friend?
So yesterday I was coming home. I was going home from, I don't even know where I was. I was attempting to drop off a gift to a friend.
Okay.
And I was frustrated with that because their concierge was like, oh, we can't take it because we don't want to be liable. And I'm like, so I'm standing there looking at all of these packages that have been dropped off that you're now liable
like
for.
All the Amazon deliveries
right,
that you're not
but li- you don't want to be like, okay, got it. I understand it, but... whatever. So I was like, fuck it, I'm out.
You should have like left, put on a like hat and be like Amazon delivery.
Right. Because that's what I felt like. I was like, if I was here with a delivery, it would have been nothing. So.
I mean, why didn't you just let you up to the, like where, like the apartment or whatever, and you just leave it at the door?
Well, I wouldn't have done that only because.
Be like DoorDash, take a picture.
True story. But anyways, that wasn't it. So I get in the car and I'm headed home. And you know how you almost miss a turn? So I'm going to admit my wrong in this? I was like, oh shit, I want to turn right there. So I did a quick 2-1-2, look behind me. There was a car. It was further back. So I hit it to try to make the turn and missed the turn anyway. So now I'm in this lane that I wanted to be in, the turning lane next to the lane that I'm in. Didn't make it. So I just had to keep going. So the car behind me, I'm assuming they were going faster than need be. Not saying that that's their fault. Well, it is their fault, but I'm not negating that I was slightly wrong. If I would have made my turn, I would have been all good. But I'm in front of them, so they had to slow down. So now we are driving, and it is giving, fuck you, da-da-da. Just, and I can hear it in my car. My music is on. I can hear it
damn
in
my car. Did he have a drop top? Like, why was he so loud? No,
it was a Nissan.
It's always a Nissan. Was it an Altima?
It was an Altima, but it wasn't Tim Tac. Because that's what I was like, oh,
but no. Nissan and Tim Tac, they're two different people, but they're I'm just one in the same.
One in the same. So I hear them and I'm like, damn, they're loud. Found it. Well, look out, and she, female, out the window. Da 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 da. And I was like, girl, you can't really drive effectively out the window, but you got it.
Yes, they can. It's a
clearly. Because you're looking up. So we get to a light. And I was like, well, this is where I'm going to make the left that I needed to make. And I was like, no, stupid, because now they're going to pull up next to you and you're going to have to hear all of this, da 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 da.
No,
you don't. But, well, because of the way traffic was, they would have been next to me.
Okay.
If I would have stayed in the lane, they would have just had to be behind me. But because I got over to the turning lane, I was like, Lord, let the light turn green. Light did turn green, but for them. So she kept going, but she threw shit out her car behind me. So I was like, she's dumb. Like, why are you throwing shit at my car behind me? Doesn't make sense because we're going this way.
Was she throwing it that way or?
She was throwing it straight at my car, but she's behind me. So, of course, it's just going backwards because we're driving, right? Like, we were actively driving.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So she wasn't effective that way. But when I got to that left lane, she was pulling up to the on the right side of me. And I saw it, and I was like, here we go. This is where I said, you fucked up because you should have just stayed in the lane, and she would have just been behind you. But no, I got over, so she's pulling up. She got something in her hand, and I was like, Lord, please don't let this be anything that can damage my car. So she threw out probably a McDonald's bag or something. It was a bag of food or something. You motherfucker, just going off. And I'm just like, so I watch her go back past me. So now I'm like, this bitch just threw some shit at me. So I pull out the turning lane. Now I'm behind, trying to get behind her, but there's a car in the middle, and there kept being a car in the middle of us. So all this energy that she had, she lost all that because now that I'm behind her, she's zipping in and out of lanes. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, this raggedy bitch, because I just wanted to pull up and be like, are you good now? Because I didn't, you know, want nothing. But then I thought, okay, how smart are you to pull up on somebody that's angry in DC? Da 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 da. So yeah, I got shit. Food thrown at my vehicle. So then I was trying to get her license plate just because, I don't know why. Because I was like, what am I going to do with it? Call the police and tell them that this bitch threw shit in my car. All
right.
So I got it. I was going to tell the world that if they see this tag number, but I couldn't get it. No, I did get it. It wasn't a Mac. What did you say? It was a Nissan?
Altima.
No, it was a Nissan Versa. Even worse.
Oh, girl. She was real angry. Oh, she was angry, bitch. She threw her food at you.
She threw her food. So, yeah.
You should always keep like a bottle of water or something in your car.
And and that would have been it. Ah. So, yeah, I was a little irritated. And
then I was like, did you like cause her to slam on her brakes or anything like that? Mm-mm. So she was just mad. She was just mad all around.
She was mad that I got in front of her. And like I said, she maybe had to slow down a little bit, but she didn't have to slam on her brakes for sure.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you would have, like, caused me to, like, slam on my brakes or, like, swerve a little bit so I don't hit you or something like that. Then she could be, just because you got, girl. Yeah. She was just mad. She was angry. Some people just want to be mad.
She was very, she was very angry.
Girl.
So I was like,
tell her, beat it.
I was just like, Lord. But like she literally behind me energy. But when I got behind her, it was like zoop 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 zoop.
With that little car, she can definitely do that,
right? And then it didn't look like let me not talk about people's cars. But I'm sure that if she would got tapped, it wouldn't have been big any different than what she already had going on. She was a little dented and bruised anyway. And I think she had a bonnet on. So I was like, she's a
we're not going, we don't play into those type of stereotypes unless you fuck with us. And now we're going to bring it up.
Because anybody else, it's like, whatever. Right. But now you got this energy, mama. You got it. You're a hood rat. So yeah, that was my yesterday.
I don't think I've had anything that... Did I have anything that traumatic? No. Mine was just like...
Not traumatic. It was just...
That sounds very traumatic, friend. Like, you cut this lady off. She was fussing and cussing at you. She threw some shit.
She was.
Ain't nobody ever throw nothing at me. And
that was the first time.
I was leaving the market and going down the aisle. I needed to make a right out the aisle to get to the main part in the parking lot or whatever. And so, like, this guy, he's coming this way. He's just moving slow. But I could clearly turn. So I'm looking like, okay, he's going this way. Let me go ahead and turn. He flipped me off. I was, bitch, like, the fuck? Like, what did I do? Like, right. You, like, and then the aisles were, like, my aisle was a one-way. So it's not like he could come down anyway. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, what the fuck you flipped me off
But
for?
I feel like that makes you, that would make me laugh more than anything. Cause I'm
it
like,
made me laugh, but I also rolled down my window and said, fuck you. Like.
Were you in a garage?
No.
Echoes.
No, we was outside.
So he heard you.
Probably.
Because I heard her. In moving traffic, I heard her. You motherfucker. I said, wow, she's big mad.
Yeah, like, okay. I didn't understand. Like, why did he flip me out? Like, what? Like, what did I do to you?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Driving, I don't like to drive.
Other than that, mine was just in a parking lot and people just parking next to me and I didn't understand why. I didn't get it. That's it. And I'm still mad at the little self checkout. I was in Giant, and the thing, even the little boy got mad that was, observing like the self checkout. He was like, "This thing is so irritating because I can't." Every time I would scan something, put it on a belt. Please place the last item on the scale, and I'm just like, "Bitch!" Like in my mind, like, "Bitch is there." Like, what the fuck?
Right. What else do you want from me?
Like, you don't feel. Like, you don't feel it.
Right.
I swear, he came over like three times. Lucky I was like close to like where their little station was, but he had to come over like three times because it kept doing that. And I was just like, "What the fuck?"
I'd be ready to go. And that's how I was at the concierge desk. I was like, "Okay, at this point, you're not giving me the customer service that I need and I feel like I deserve."
Oh, the concierge don't care.
So, but my thing is, you work here. This is your freaking job.
They don't care.
Sir, chill out. So it was very unnerving.
They hired me to sit here. Honestly, I don't even get concierge. Like, drop off the packages and go. Like, I don't understand why a concierge is even there. Like,
they're supposed to be helpful.
In what aspect that people can't do it them damn selves? You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, why are you here? Like, it seems nice. It seems, you know, fancy. Oh, let me collect my packages from the concierge. But it's just like...
Not the concierge.
But at the end of the day, like, if it was a whole locker situation right there, you would just go in the locker and grab your own damn package. True, you know what I mean? So it's like... You grab your own mail when they still have concierge. Like, you go to your mailbox. Like, literally, what do you need
the concierge for? It's a convenience. It's a convenience.
They don't do shit.
Well, they should. That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's the problem. The fact that they don't is one thing, but I feel like...
It's a doorman. Like, they buzz you in.
Their intent is to actually
be helpful. They hold your food down there until you decide to come downstairs and get your food. Like, it prevents people from... It's kind of like security, but they not security because... I ain't risking my life for you. Like, bitch, if your ex coming here, how the fuck am I supposed to know? You know what I mean? True. You know, like, how am I supposed to know you not supposed to have visitors?
Right.
You know, I only speak this because I did it.
I was going to say, you had some experience, I thought.
I did. I did it for, like, it was very short. It was very short. Let me tell you something about me. I love to work, but it be certain jobs, like...
That baby does.
I don't want to work this. Absolutely not. Yeah, I did that concierge like I think after COVID or whatever, like to get some extra money. But I didn't understand it. Like the other people were losing packages, or like the packaging system was real off, or no one kept me in a loop, or like somebody was looking for a package, but no one told me this bitch is looking for a package. So they're like, yeah, I told the other person.
Package thing is a big thing with concierge.
It is a big thing. I mean, because you got Amazon saying or whomever, like it was delivered. And then it was like, well, I don't have it up here. Like, well, I told the other person, well, ma'am, they didn't fucking send me a text or email. I don't fucking know. Like, what do you want me to do? And It was one chick, like, she was like, oh, I got a restraining order against my boyfriend. He not supposed to be here and yada, yada, yada. Mind you, he was dropping off her kids. Like, I've seen her with her kids, so...
That was the story. Because I was thinking about a story. That's where...
Girl, I was when you so mentioned how I know... I was irritated that fucking that. He not supposed to... Well, how the fuck am I supposed to know?
Right.
And we don't know that, but they are your kids. Like, I know that they're your kids. Like,
I've seen you with these little bags.
Like, so he was bringing back your kids, and you out here hiding shit, trying to duck them out. Like...
I ain't last long.
Deuces. Here's my 2 week notice. I can't do this.
Absolutely fucking not. Absolutely fucking not.
I want to go back really quickly because I had to remember, when we talked about the Bible verse.
Okay. I'm
a little triggered because I was gonna call my mother because I couldn't find it. That's what I was looking for. So, did my mother call me? No. What had happened was...
At all?
The episode dropped.
Okay.
And I sent her the clip.
The Mother's Day clip?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And what happened? And she was just like, oh. So she said, well, the verse is Matthew 24:36. She put, for the people. Said, oh. If you would have answered, ma'am. But it says, Matthew 24:36 says, but about... Why do all these ads keep coming up? But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
Mm.
Was that the one you were going mm-hmm. for? Okay. So it's Matthew 24:36 for the people. Signed, Coachella.
She said, oh.
But I'm not going to call her because
she won't pick
she
up.
She probably won't answer. She's and but I do know. I did talk to her yesterday because I do talk to my mother. I keep looking down here. I don't know. Because usually there's... Yeah. Anyway, I know she's busy because I talked to her yesterday. So I talked to my mother. She does love me. I'm her favorite.
You need to clear that up for the people.
For the people.
That you do talk to
her. That I do talk to her. She does answer sometimes when I call. And she calls me every now and again. So I wanted to clear that up.
Okay.
For the people.
Okay.
So what other great, let me think. There was,
You know what? I was so proud of how I set up my mic and my fucking arm keep hitting it. Like, I keep hitting it, like, right there. But I was so proud. It's still good, though.
Okay.
Now, what happened?
Atlanta. I went to Atlanta.
You had fun?
It was work. So, I went to film the last installment of The Realness Behind the Crown. It was, shooting experience was great. All of the actors. Shout out to everyone. Will, everybody, I don't want to mention names because I'll forget somebody and then it'll be a thing.
Everybody, shout out to the cast.
Right, shout out to the cast, the production, everybody. It was great. We got through it. It was a good time, but it was work. Ramont hasn't done acting in a while that I know of. It's been...
It wasn't for me.
Yeah.
2 week notice. I tried it.
Like y'all. He said, Ramont will do a job.
I'll do a job.
When he ain't feeling it.
Right?
So it was literally 6 a.m. call time, and then we weren't done until 1-2 in the morning.
Absolutely fucking
not. It was absolutely long
fucking
nights. Not. But let me tell you the most memorable and not in a good way thing about the trip was, and this is a shout out to people that travel, be mindful. So I get on the plane coming back. I sit in my seat. There's a young man that sits. I'm a window seater. What seat are you?
I'm a window seater.
Okay. Need a window seat. Do you remember where did we go? I think we went to Atlanta. I have a video of you in Atlanta on the plane. Vibing. My friend was vibing, y'all. I'm going to have to post that video.
What was I doing?
Vibing. I don't know who you were listening to, but you was in it. I said, oh, okay. I was on my window. You were in the aisle across. Anyway, I'm a window seater. So the young man, when I say young, he was in his probably early to mid-teens. He sits in the aisle. So, you know, you pray that nobody... comes in the middle, right? Because you just want that space. Well, it was a full flight. So this young lady comes in and she sits down in between us. What I didn't appreciate about her was that she got in and she was like very instruction. She's like, she was giving a lot of instructions to the young man. Like, oh, you need to get up. You need to do this and you need to do that. And I was just like, well, are they?
Who the fuck was she talking to?
The boy.
Oh.
Clearly. And I was like, well, maybe she's like a, because there was a bunch of kids. So there was.
Oh, like maybe she was like a chaperone type of yeah. situation. Okay,
but it wasn't given that because he was just kind of like, bitch, who are you? Is it was
I mean, it could still give that.
Yeah. But you could, so she was a social worker, whatever she did something with, I believe social work, because she had on a badge or something, but it didn't appear that they were together. That was the first thing that turned me off, is that she was just being very kind of like, do this, move that. Like when she sat down, she wanted him to adjust so she was comfortable.
Absolutely not.
So, you know me, in my window
That's
seat.
That's a word right there. I'm not going to adjust to make you comfortable.
Not That's a word right all. There. That is a quote. I don't know if it's your quote, but it's a quote.
It's somewhere.
We're going to have to look. No, I'm not going to commit to looking that up because I'm going to forget.
Call Coachella, see if it's in the Bible.
But, so she's giving all this. And so I was just kind of like, ma'am, you're not getting none of that over here. So then she was thicker. She was a thick woman. She wasn't big, but she was definitely thick. So she was filling her seat and some of mine. And so I, again, I'm not adjusting because I felt like she was, that's what she expected. And I was like, no, so I'm not doing it. So I'm very comfortable in my seat. And then mid-flight, like in the middle of the flight from Atlanta to DC is only an hour and a half. Yeah. Something like that. I start smelling. Like, I went to sleep. So, I'm also, when I get on the plane, I will knock out before we take off.
Me too.
Yeah, I'd be ready to, like, let's get this over with. Yeah. So, I probably.
I don't know what it is. I think it's that little stuff they maybe put you to vent, bitch. I'll be gone.
I said that. I said they got to be doing something.
It can't just be me.
Because I'd be like, But when I got up and I was like, what the fuck is that smell? I promise it was her. And it wasn't like a. And this may be in, what is this? What is it? I don't want to, not grammatically. It may be incorrect, but whatever. It wasn't a, I don't feel like it was a feminine smell. Like a feminine stench. I think it was just a musty stench. And I was just like, so I was kind of like, what is going on? And so I looked down, I'm going in my bag to get my headphones, and she had on a skirt.
Ugh. What's her legs?
And
what's
I just, and it was a little cock. And I was like, not cock. It was a little, her legs were a little cocked.
You should have said, sir, can you close your legs?
So I was just like, girl, like you're musty. So
not you're musty.
If you're traveling people, please.
Hygiene maybe she is don't important. Maybe she doesn't know. You know, like some people don't smell themselves.
I find that hard to believe.
But if it's always there, you don't smell it. It's just, you know, it's just there. You know what I mean?
So, I will say this. For me, I don't know that I have a, I don't know what my natural scent is, right? However, I know what my musty scent is.
Yeah.
I know after I've worked out and, like, if I work out and y'all can comment, say what you want. This is a transparent moment. I feel like I'm in a safe space. If I work out and I go run errands, say I work out and then I go to Target and then I go grab something to eat, somewhere in there, I might be like, ooh. But I need to get these things done before I get to the house because I'm not going to go home, take a shower, and then go back
out. I just
out.
Won't raise my arms.
Yeah, but I mean, I know what that stench is, right? I know my musty stench. I don't know how somebody else doesn't know their musty stench. And if it's always there, then that's a bigger problem because who are your friends? Who is your family? Who are the people that you're around? Because and there is no way that you could be around me and smell.
Like that. Got it. And not know.
That's why I'm
glad. Maybe our friends smell the same way.
Now you're just a bunch of musty bitches running just, around.
The musty crew.
Because they exist.
Oh god. Have I had any bad? No, like I said, I'm a window seat. I've never seen anything crazy on my flights. I mean, not pertaining to me. Outside of the one story I did tell, the husband and wife, I think they were celebrating 25 years, and they wanted me to switch seats. And I said no. And I put on my earphones and went back to watching my movie. And that was before takeoff. But like,
I don't know that I remember that story.
I didn't tell you that story.
You told them no?
Yeah, I told them no. Lack of planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on my
part. What airline?
American.
Okay. First class. So American. First class. Okay.
You don't have to say I don't know when y'all booked y'all
say
ticket.
No, say no more.
I don't know when y'all booked y'all ticket. I don't know when y'all playing, but if this is y'all 25 years, so clearly y'all been doing this a long time. So you should have got your tickets together.
Agree. I'm with you.
Like, honestly, and it was they were like this. They were separated by the aisle, and they wanted to sit next to each other.
So maybe they just weren't smart enough to realize. Maybe they thought their seats were together.
Absolutely fucking not. No, because you select your seats. So you see the diagram of the plane. So again, like, I'm not moving because I picked the
But it was another first class seat. There was another first class seat.
Yeah, like, I sat next to the wife. The husband was on the other side, sitting next to another lady. What?
Were you by yourself?
Damon was like two seats behind me or a seat behind me.
Oh, okay.
Like, we selected our seats. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I picked the seat by the window. Hold on. What are you laughing at? What?
Okay, so whatever. Okay. So it wasn't a swap for another window. No.
No.
It couldn't have been.
I wouldn't have been.
Yeah.
You
would have been in the aisle.
I would have been in the aisle.
Got you.
And
okay.
I didn't want that. I wanted my window seat. And I told them no.
Where were you going?
Where were we going?
I don't care. How long was that flight?
2 hours. It wasn't that long.
Vermont.
What?
Vermont.
What? What's the problem? Why are you... What?
You did not give these people this...
Bitch, when I tell you it was their 25 year, like the
it was gonna be memorable. You made it memorable.
Can the stewardess? Can everybody congratulate the?
Look,
play. Play.
Look, congratulations.
Air folks in.
Play. Where's my sister?
You don't have one, Dad. I can get you one, friend.
I cannot believe you didn't give these people their seat.
First of all, give them their seat.
Not their seat. Give them your seat.
So here's a bigger reason.
Oh, shit.
The person next to the husband was on... She filled her seat.
Understood.
And I wasn't...
I got you.
But again, I don't care where I'm going, where I'm flying to. I selected my seat, just like you selected your seat. And now, I don't like people that select their seat and then get on a plane under the assumption that we'll meet a nice person that's going to switch with us or, you know, or whatever the case may be, so therefore we can all sit together. Because I did over here on a different flight, mm-hmm. overheard, like, someone was like, oh, this is my seat. They was like, Oh, yeah, we wanted to fly together, so we already switched around. You can have my seat over here. Absolutely fucking not. Absolutely fucking not. Like, you're not going to already sit where the fuck you want to sit and then move my seat over here.
I agree with you.
Absolutely. So, therefore, get up. No. And I'm not switching seats with anyone. I don't care if your family wants to sit together. Plan your trip accordingly. If you and your family and all your kids, husband, wife, want to sit together... Book your tickets where all of y'all can sit together. Don't
Agreed.
Get on a flight assuming that people are going to be nice enough to get up to change seats around. Because when I'm sitting at my computer making my purchase for my flight, I'm okay. I'll sit here, and I check out.
You do what?
I scroll because you gotta look at the plane a few times. You know, you gotta decide. Like, you know. You know, a little up here, I want to be on a wing. You know, do you start thinking about movies where the plane crashes and shit? Like, where's the safest? Okay, am I close to the exit?
Oh,
like,
my, you know, gosh.
I mean? So, it, like, that's...
I get
that's
it.
That's my thing. And I'm not going to switch seats. I'm sorry. And I'm not going to ask anyone else to switch seats because I selected the seat in which I wanted.
I agree with you. I've never, ever asked. I don't think I've ever been asked. And the only time that I would is if it was for another window. Maybe.
Nope.
Depending on the circumstances. But if I'm settled, no, I'm not moving nowhere. Nope. But I fly a lot of my flights that, because I don't like long flights, right? So the only long flights that I have is typically to Washington State. And mm-hmm. when that happens, definitely I'm getting a window seat. I'm trying to get a straight flight so I can get there and be done with it. I'm not switching. I'm doing what I need to do. But if it's like Southwest, Southwest is kind of, you pick your seat when you get there.
Yeah.
I play a game where
I like Southwest, I get that because like you don't have an assigned seat or whatever. But if it's assigned seat, bro,
yeah,
you're on your own. And your family and your kids. But don't sit your badass. Don't leave your badass kids with me. And that's another thing I don't like when parents are separate from their kids mm-hmm. and their kids are like bad in a sense, like just doing shit.
Get these kids.
Get your kids before
right.
I get them. Because if I get them, it's going to be a problem.
So you know what's crazy is on that. I don't know if it was. Was it to Atlanta? It had to be, because it was the most recent trip that I took. A lady and her, it was her husband. They had two small kids and then a newborn.
Oh.
Newborn-ish, like very baby.
I kind of like newborn, but they'd be lousy.
No, this motherfucker cried not the whole time, but a lot of the time. And so.
Not you called him a motherfucker. Well,
we love babies.
We love the kids. But what's crazy is you got to pick your group chats to vent to, because I picked my work friend group chat.
Oh, they got kids.
And they were like, I feel like if I would hit like three Casa Negros, y'all would have been like, fuck that baby. Like, or TT's group.
Absolutely.
Or the like, all of those group chats would have been. But anyway. Yeah, it was given. But the only thing that was cute to me was when the plane, there was a lot of turbulence. The little boy, he wasn't even sitting in the same row. He was on the other side. Probably a row behind us. And he was like, I'm scared. The plane is going down. I said, sir. But it was so cute. His dad had to calm him down. But yes, I just feel like hygiene is important when you're getting on a plane. And if you have children, I think that, again, we talked about this. I know that we did.
Yeah, we have.
There should be a children's section on the plane. There should be in the back. There should be a children's section.
But I would want to sit next to the children's section because they probably got all the good snacks.
No, what do you mean the good snack? Like, they brought them themselves. You're not eating snacks from other people. Like, the
no, steward, like, from the plane. Like, the plane, I feel like they get it.
They don't. They don't give them extra anything. No.
Yes, they do.
I don't believe it. I'm going to ask. I have a couple.
We got some stewardess friends. Yeah. We'll see with the children.
Not maybe stewardess.
Is it a steward?
They're flight attendants. Not stewards. Glenn, I'm sorry.
He's a steward.
Glenn, when is Glenn, when are you coming back? I keep looking down here. Glenn, I have a topic. So when
do,
you're in
do you
town,
want me to move some things?
So no, when you're
I'm
in town.
I'm going to make them all eye level for you next time, Frank. Because you can't.
Because I look like lost. But yes, Glenn, I have a topic. I think we talked about it.
Just to close out this topic, I don't like Atlanta Airport, particularly when calling an Uber because you got to go to like the north, south side type shit. And I was on one end. I was supposed to be at the other end. And then I got to the other end, the Uber I select, he canceled on me. And then like,
oh, I hate that.
Another person was just like, well, I'll take you. And I was just like, okay, if I die and you know. So
I've only ever had to Uber one time going to Atlanta. Typically, I get a car, which brings me to my next topic, which is going
to
be very
quick. I just needed to Uber to my friend Justin's house. I didn't need a car that weekend.
Hey, Justin. Did Justin listen?
I don't know. I never asked him. I'll find out.
Do I know Justin? Nope.
No.
Justin, maybe. I hope you listen. Anyways, why? And just want to know if you know. Why do rental cars typically have out-of-state tags?
Because they go around.
What do you mean they go around?
Like, if I rented a car here with Merlin tags, and I'm going to North Carolina, and I'm leaving the rental car there, they're not going to transport that car back to Maryland. They're just going to leave it there.
You think that's the reason?
Like, I feel travel, like there's a... Like they just travel around. That's what I'm saying. They travel around.
I never thought about that because I feel like that's very expensive. No, I feel like the one time I tried to do that was stupid, stupid expensive. Because
you were dropping off at a different location?
Yeah.
I mean,
and I was like, no,
but people,
I don't want
to
do that.
I mean, but people do it. Like, if you need to rent a car to drive to a place and you're going to leave the car there because you don't need it once you get to that particular state.
So they just... Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they just move around so much.
Who's your rental car of choice?
Probably Enterprise.
Really? I like Sixt.
I don't know who they are.
S-I-X-T.
Okay.
It's orange.
I haven't rented a car in a long time.
This turned into a travel episode, and that wasn't the intent.
That was just the opener.
Right. Here we are. Those were that, but Atlanta was a trip, good and bad. And then, so the bottom line is, hygiene, I said this, hygiene is important.
Mm-hmm.
Tend to your children.
And pick the seat that you fucking want.
Pick the seat that you want.
And don't expect people to change their seat because of you. Even if you celebrate 25 years of marriage.
Because I wasn't moving. Don't care.
It ain't
changing over here.
After 25 years, this is the mistake y'all choose to make?
Hold on. And not that it matters, but it does matter because I always ask this question. Were they black?
Yeah. Black couple. Auntie and uncle. 25 years. Mm-hmm. And this is the mistake y'all choose to make. I want to know who planned this trip? Because clearly, don't be mad at me. Be mad at who booked these tickets. Like, child, 25 years? Mm-mm, absolutely fucking not. I'm not moving. Okay. I'm in my window seat.
I'm going to save the rest of my
I think it was my first time in first class, too, at that.
Oh, okay.
I think so. I think that was my
I remember hearing the first class, but I don't remember that specifically. But okay.
It depends on what trip you were talking about.
Oh, so you said that you've done first class several times since then. I'm not mad. Are we going to jump into our time? Where do we go? Where do we go?
We just be talking.
We do. Because it's been so long.
Because I don't talk to you.
And me and again, I was just going to say that. Me and Ramon don't talk as much as we, as close as we are. I don't think we talk. But I think for this.
You talking about my birthday?
Let's talk. We can, hold on. I had to remember what we were talking about.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
If not, we'll save it. You know, I'll see you again.
Let's talk about Ramon's birthday. Because this is always an experience. No, I love it. I absolutely love.
This is the last year.
Like,
this
I think the last year. It can't be.
It is.
It can't. I'm not doing nothing. You have set a tone, friend. You mm-mm. can't. Mark my words. One will be around for his next birthday. Yes. So, look, if we end right after that, then that's it. But we'll be around for his next birthday. One. Two, I'm 90% sure that there will be something done to the capacity that the last few birthdays have been. So, that's just me. I'm calling it.
Okay.
So, are we going to talk about we're going to call this one birthday. Okay. Happy birthday. We're going to call this happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. It is still Aries season.
It is still Aries season. Now, if we put this out and it ain't Aries season no more.
I got to drop it on Monday, bitch. I got work overtime.
Wait, Aries ends on Monday?
No.
Okay.
I think it's still going. I think until like maybe the 19th.
Okay. Okay. We got time. Okay. So, last year...
We talked about last year before.
I mean, yeah, last year, if you guys remember, I don't know what episode it's on, but we definitely did. It was a weekend of events and it was great. We had a good time.
We did have a good time.
This year was a weekend of event, a weekendish lineup of events.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Do we want to talk about the event, and then you talk about behind the scenes? So the other thing about Ramon,
we can do both, because I have behind the scenes. You have
right because I love what I love about Ramon is that it's going to be an event, but Ramon doesn't. And I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, like, who is my friend's confidant? Because Ramon don't complain about a lot of shit to me. I don't hear a lot of complaints. I think so. In my head, you're one of those people that just. Deal with shit and get through it, and that's it. Like, you don't really... Me, I'm going to bitch and moan all the way through it, and then I'm going to get through it.
It all depends. Because of how I plan my events, I can't complain to anyone.
Because nobody knows.
Yeah, no one knows. Yeah.
Okay.
No one knows. So very well. I can't complain to anyone, so therefore, I pushed through it and got through it because I can't complain to anyone because no one knows.
So, disclaimer up front, I'm popping shit and I'm talking shit about friends and I'm calling names tonight. So, because I have some feelings about some things, but.
Oh my God.
Okay. So, the first event was a Thursday event.
It was dinner. Yes, it was Thursday.
It was.
No. Oh, oh, you're.
No,
you're,
no, you're doing I'm sorry. Down. Yeah.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Sorry,
okay,
I'm sorry. So, Thursday was the spa.
Yes, my actual birthday.
Your actual birthday. So, March 21st.
3, 2, 1. You can never forget 3, as long as you count down.
It was a spa event. And everyone was invited.
Mm-hmm. If you can make
Let's
it, come.
Throw that out there. Everyone was invited.
And I'll, little caveat to that is, with everyone being invited, and it was an eye-opener for everyone that I invited, because it was no pressure to come to the spa. But what people realized was that this is a spa day, and if you're able to make it, you know, you will come. If not, you know, understandable. Like, mm-hmm. it was no pressure. But everyone that could not come was like, oh, I have work. I have this to do. I have this and, you know, and everything like that. And I was just like, this is why we need a spa day, where you disconnect and everything like that. And I think I was, it was my aunt. She was like, I really want to come, but I got so much. And I was like, this is why you need it. Like, mm-hmm. this is why I said, you know, I invited everyone to come, to take this day, to just go to the spa, relax, and disconnect from everything. And
I love that.
Everyone, you know, everyone that could not make it was, it was work. They had to run something. They had to do something. I was like, this is why we needed mm-hmm. it. So a lot of people say, you know, they are going to go like on their own or whatever like that, because it was like, oh, I do need it. I need to go. I couldn't get off and got it. I had so much to do. So that, you know,
I hate that though. I hate that, I hate that your birthday invite was a caveat to them wanting to go to the spa, but oh wait, I can't make it for yours. No shade.
No. It was like, I just, every time they said I had, like, you know, they had to work or do something, I was like, this is why you need a spa day. Because I didn't even look at it like my birthday. I was like, this is my favorite spa. Like, I'm going.
No,
you know,
I get that. But I think that, again.
But it made them realize, like, I need to stop.
So realize it and take it off for my birthday. That's just me. Realize it and it, like, I get it. I completely understand what you're saying.
I mean, granted, the invites went out 2 months in advance, but so people could plan accordingly. But that's. Yes, I did send out a Google sign up sheet in January.
Beautiful invite.
I did get that. To,
I got that peek.
To go past first because I'm not rude. I dropped it probably January 21st, 2 months in advance.
Yes. So
therefore, people could plan accordingly, and it was if you need to take off and everything like that. That's why I'm letting you know these are the days that are lined up, so therefore you can take off, put in your request, PTO, however you may see fit, but no pressure.
And again, I'm popping my shit, I'm talking my shit, but like I don't want to talk about it after this. So but if you feel some type of way about what I'm saying, okay.
But spa, yes, first day was spa day. It was a good day.
Spa day was a good day. So yes. It was a very, it wasn't attended by many.
And that's fine.
You were okay with that?
Yeah.
And I love that for you.
Yeah. It was spa, like, if you, spa day was literally, if you can make it, you can make it. If you can't, you can't. Like, it's, I'm going to join myself. Clearly.
I had a good time.
Bitch, I fell asleep a few times.
I did too. It was a good time. And I'm definitely going back because I want to take in, I want to take advantage of some of the
amenities,
yeah. Because I felt like with that, it was just kind of like, I wanted, if you were going to go and do other things, then I was like, okay, then I'll take the opportunity. Mm-mm. But since it was just kind of like
the quiet, the relaxation. Like,
and the food was actually good, you guys.
Yeah, the food was good. And that was the first time we actually ate there. Usually, like, we don't eat. Like, we'll just leave and go home and grab something to eat then. Mm-hmm. But the food, yeah, that was the first time
we ate
there.
It was good.
Yeah, it was real good.
What was the spa again?
King Spa.
Yeah. They're not promoting this. They're not, what's the word? Not promoting. That's not the word I wanted to use. But they're not backing
us. Sponsoring.
They're not sponsoring us, but it was a good time.
Yes.
And if you go, tell them that we sent you. And maybe they'll sponsor us.
I love that.
It was a good time, though. It was a good time. And again, I'm talking shit, but if you couldn't make it, you couldn't make it. Yeah. Like, I understand. Like, me and Aaron had talked, and I think me and Aaron
wanted to work. I'll say it, friend. You can't
preach right. And that's what I told him. Because he and I talked, and he was just like, you know, I got some stuff I need to do. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if the spa would be the space to, you know, I get it. But there was that one heifer.
He did have a laptop. Oh, yeah. She, the bitch was on FaceTime. Yeah. Girl.
FaceTime, then she was on her computer. It was a lot. And then she wanted to be an influencer, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Seemingly. Mm. She was, doing too much. Anyway.
Girl.
So.
Because what I'm not going to do is be on FaceTime with my friends while I'm at the spa. Like, and this, I think she was over there, like, giving advice or something. Like, girl, shut up.
Yeah, and she was loud. That was the part for me.
Get in a hot pool and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about when we were eating. She was, at the end, just very loud.
She was still talking.
Yeah, very loud. So that, what was your best part? What was the best part for the at the spa for you?
I'll say the food because I didn't have it before.
Okay, I enjoyed because I'm not a water person, but I enjoyed the pool.
Good,
the pool and then the sauna situation was very cool. Good. And the food was good as well. Mm-hmm. Y'all know I love a good meal. So Friday we had dinner at Capitol Grill.
Mm-hmm. My favorite restaurant.
Well, I did not know that. Okay, good to know.
My favorite restaurant.
I guess it doesn't matter because we're not there right now. It was in, where was it at? Which one?
It's in Chevy Chase.
That's not the only one, right?
It's one in DC.
Okay.
I've never been.
Oh,
maybe. It's one in DC and one in Baltimore.
Okay, so the one in Chevy Chase. And Ramont's ask was that everyone wear something blue.
You incorporate blue into your outfit.
Right. And so, I guess, am I going? Obviously, I'm going first because I'm just, yeah. So, we get there and Ramont is.
Because you were the guest, so you got to speak from your experience.
Right. So, Ramont is notorious for something, like a takeaway. And so, at we had assigned seats, which. They were, because there were a lot of couples. So it was couples, but was there any strategy with where people were sitting or was it just kind of like?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Not so much a strategy, but because of the single people, we had to strategize in a sense. So therefore the couples would still be there in the midst of the.
The single people or the people that were there without their partner.
There you go.
Okay, so at our seats, we had a little card that had, they had our picture and then a message from Ramont, which was absolutely amazing. I love a message. I love a heartfelt something. And then, of course, for me personally, I don't know about anybody else, I love my picture. And I think it works in to my benefit that my birthday is a couple months before Ramont's because...
Oh, shit. Oh, damn. I think we're still going.
Yeah.
Are we still going?
I feel like we're still going.
Yeah, we're still going. Well, so that's still going to work. Okay, so we're good. Yeah, because they all have power.
But are we still videoing?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all is going through it with us. We don't do no edits, so this is it.
Listen, it is what it is.
So if it happens again, we're going to work through it.
I don't know. Maybe I should check. Yeah, because, I mean, it would be powered by itself.
Okay. You know you're right. I
mean? Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the light. Yeah.
So, again, I think it's my benefit that my birthday is a couple months before because my pictures are always typically from my birthday. So, my picture on my little car was amazing. My message, very heartfelt. And, it was one of those moments.
It took me time to write all those messages.
I can definitely imagine. So... Again, as a guest, that's my perspective. It was very well put together. We had our private room. We had a staff of, I think, 3, maybe 4 individuals that kind of took care of us. They were on it. They definitely stayed in the room, ensured that we had what we needed. Mm-hmm. Drinks were flowing. Everything was good.
Yeah.
We had a really good time. What's the background? Before I give my opinion.
Those fucking messages.
Okay.
That I didn't do... Like, I finished them probably the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I finished them the day before.
So then you had to print them out that day, same day.
I printed them out. I printed them out Friday morning because the Kinko's FedEx that I go to is near my barbershop that I went to that morning. So that's why I had to finish them because I had to print out everything for the weekend.
Okay.
Selecting the pictures. Typing up those messages.
You select the pictures by what? Just like your favorite or most recent or what?
Favorite.
Okay.
most recent and favorite.
Okay.
Like, I know what I use last. I know what I use prior, so I didn't want to repeat that. I can say that a lot of people made it very hard to find photos of them because either one, we're not social media friends or... mainly because we were not social media friends, so I had to either go to a friend of a friend page to find a picture of you in order to put on here and everything like that.
Can I ask who the hardest one was, if you can think?
I would have to say Damon friend Monty, my namesake friend.
Is it spelled the same?
No, he has an E at the end.
I was going to say, I think...
And his name is actually Monty. And my name is Vermont. But, gotcha. We're not social media friends. So even if I go to his Facebook page, like, I can't see his photos. So I had to go to one of his friends' page that had a photo of him in order to crop out his photo. Yeah.
Okay.
That was that. And, you know, writing the messages because I wanted them to be specific and... in regards to how I've interacted with this person, what we have shared, talked about, whatever the case may be. Like, I just didn't want no, like, generic, oh, thank you for coming to my
dinner. Right.
That was it. Sometimes I did get a little emotional, like, typing them up. All depending on, you know. Who it was and, like, what I was typing in there and everything like that.
Because you're reflecting, right? You're reflecting on what that relationship is.
I had to think, you know? That was it. Like, and, of course, editing, make sure, doing the photos with the message in the little thing to make sure it all fit in there and praying to God, like, when I print this out, this all comes out good.
So, hold on real quick. So, because we asked you who the hardest one. Who was the easiest outside of D? Did he have a card?
Yeah, he had a card.
Okay.
He has a card, yeah.
Okay.
I even have my own card.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I made a card for myself.
I love that. I didn't know that. I didn't go around,
you did go around the table.
Mm-mm. I didn't go around because I felt like the message... So my message to me was very like, oh my gosh, like, it was a moment. So I felt like everyone else's was a moment. So I was like, I don't want
to... Wait, y'all two didn't even want to read hers. I think Aaron didn't want to read his.
No, because...
Like,
everyone
was like, no, I'm going to read it at home. I'm like, go ahead and read it.
Well, yeah. So, because I thought the same thing, but I didn't want to read anyone else's because I felt like that was a personal moment for you and them.
Tony and Lewis, I think they read each other's. Because once somebody was nosy,
definitely.
TT when I gave on there, just like, what you want to say?
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh yeah, there was a couple of people. Okay. So who was the easiest? I said again, outside of D,
for a picture or a message.
Let's do both.
Easiest? No one was the easiest.
Okay, there wasn't anyone that was just like, okay, this is easy.
No, honestly, I'll say no one was easy. Granted, you know, even with the people that I'm following, you know, even with my friends that I have photos of, it was selecting the right photo, you know, and like you that represented within that moment, being that it was dinner, like I wanted a serious photo. You know what I mean? Like yours, you had on a suit in yours. I did. Know what I mean? So like, that's where I was as far as that goes. Like I wanted, like the photo had to represent like what was going on within that moment. Being that we were at dinner. Like I didn't want a photo of you on vacation while we're at dinner. You know what I mean?
No, nope, like, so completely understand. So, I love that. Okay.
It's a lot of
thought. A lot of
this
thought.
This is why I don't, because y'all don't know, so I can't complain. So I'm going through this by myself. So
clearly,
this is what I'm going through and talking processing. To.
Yeah.
So yes, I had
do you talk to your husband during this process?
No, because he had to get one as well. So no.
I'm saying like just with regard to everyone else, like when you say, oh, this is Reese's picture. I know that he has on a suit, but what do you think? Do you think this is a good picture for this? Or no, you just did it. You just did it on your own.
Yeah, I did it all on my own.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't tell him about, like, he didn't know about the police cards.
Oh, he didn't know at all.
No.
Oh, okay.
Like, no, only person I know is me.
Because I didn't know.
There are no moles. Like, if anyone finds out, it's because I told them. But
right. You didn't tell nobody. Everyone,
when it comes time for my birthday, everyone else is a guest. Mm-hmm. So I plan
everything. Everything.
Even down to me. Everyone else is a guest.
Okay. Okay, so that was dinner. Dinner was good. I'm not going to talk. I'm going to put in a disclaimer. I'm going to say I'm not popping my shit on dinner because I feel like dinner was, it was dinner. And the shit that I have to say ain't.
We got
to
talk about it off camera?
It ain't appropriate.
We got to talk about it off camera?
It ain't even nothing to talk about. You know me, I'm very opinionated.
Okay.
So there was some things I was just like, what are we doing? But
we can talk later.
Yeah. Okay. So then Saturday we had a free day. Everybody that I talked to, I was like, you know, it's Ramon's birthday, it's his week, and they was like, oh, we know you booked. I was like, well, Saturday is my free day.
He gave me off on this day.
I'm off. I don't got nothing to do. And I said, we ain't doing nothing. He was like, no, I'll be with my family. Bet. Okay. So Saturday was a free day, and I think I just rested. I don't think I did anything Saturday. And then Sunday was a brunch. Again, not simple, because I don't want to say anything was simple, but it was like, okay, we brunch at each other's homes. You know what I'm saying? So that's not a bad, like, that's not a thing. Mm-hmm. But again, Ramont brought the experience. We came and we had our own little glass. It was a glass. What? It's because it wasn't a mason jar.
No, I mean, it's like a regular cup. I think it's like 16 ounces. It's a regular cup
with a lid and a straw. With a lid and a straw. Very cute. A glass. It's a hard plastic straw.
This straw right here is glass.
Oh, it is a glass straw. Okay. So a glass straw. And then it had another, because it wasn't the same picture. Mm-mm. Another picture of us.
That's how stressed out I was.
Mm-hmm. I believe it. Cause I was like, how? But he also had, which I thought was super, super cute. There was like a brunch box that had a couple pieces of chicken, some
pasta salad,
and I think a piece of bread. Yeah.
Everything else was on a buffet.
Yeah, and then there was a buffet line for our buffet spread for everything else. I don't know if you, I don't think you asked people to bring bottles. I think everybody just brings bottles.
Yeah.
So everybody just brought bottles. So, I mean, that kept the party going. But it was just a very laid back, chill,
it always is,
vibe. There was hookah.
Pause. I'm sorry. Saturday was,
oh yeah, let me not skip over it because I wasn't there. Look, because I wasn't there. Right? I have no opinion.
I'll make it real quick though, friend. Don't worry. Saturday was candle making for my family. So we finally were able to organize to get D's side and my side in the same room. So
this was the first time?
First time.
Wow.
First time for my birthday, of course.
I love that.
So that was a good time. There was Baltimore and DC in the house. D and I sat in the middle with his aunt and everything like that. And of course, it was the same candle making class. So of course, she played the game, and we won. My table, we won.
So was your table your family?
No, it was me and D and his two aunts.
Oh, okay, okay, got you.
Mom and my godmother, they sat at the third table, and then like his cousins, younger cousins set on this table, next to us.
Okay.
So, that was a real good time, especially when we played the game, you know, competitive by nature. Yeah. The cousins forgot to keep their own score.
Mm.
We kept our score, so we won.
So they probably thought they won.
Probably. They could have, but they didn't know how many points they had.
Exactly.
So everyone loved their candles. We had an amazing time. Of course, I was making the drinks. We had liquor there.
Okay.
And I didn't know that you could bring food. She asked me, she's like, you got food? I said, you can bring food.
No, I didn't know that either.
You know, we just drink, you know?
So
but everybody else came in there like, I'm hungry. I said, well, I should have ate before I got here.
What time was it? What time did you guys go?
We had the last booking at 6.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, we made candles, laugh, drank. Everyone's good. We should be able to light our candles now at this point, but no one has said anything as far as like, I lit my candle. Or
okay.
But yeah, everyone had a good time. You know, it was their first time doing it. Not my family. I think they done it before. But I guess it was just like a different venue, experience.
Huh? Was it a different venue?
No. They done that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
But I guess it was just a different experience because we were all together.
Mm-hmm.
As far as that goes, and you know, everyone liked it. Good feedback. And so forth. And okay. Then go back to Sunday.
Sunday was the brunch. And so the theme of the brunch, because there's always a theme.
It's always
we
a theme.
We love a theme. Was Nike from mm-hmm. head to toe.
From head to toe. And we'll say this. We were good. The brunch was everything. Flowing. Everyone's having a good time, talking their shit, here drinking their drink, enjoying their food, the vibes, the here hookah.
The hookah!
Everything that you
could have. Wait, hold on. Because I don't know who was in charge of the hookah, but there was a... I don't know what... It was a coffee-esque.
Oh, I did that.
Yes.
It's Spice Chai. Don't you like it? Ain't it good?
Love!
Ain't it good?
I was just like, ain't it good? So I was giving D all of the credit. So, I thought it was D.
Absolutely fucking
I was
not.
Like, me. Oh my God, he did that.
No, it was me. I had it in Atlanta.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Justin ordered, I think we had went to brunch. And he was just like, you know, first of all, we're going to pivot over here to Atlanta. At a brunch.
Back to Atlanta.
And this is... Right,
coming live from Atlanta.
Like, there... you know, I don't like the brunch where they twerking and dancing around my fucking food. Like, ma'am, move. But at this spot, apparently it was, because I was like, all right, just like, give me the Atlanta experience. Like, what the fuck y'all be doing down here? Like, Atlanta's not a real place. I've learned that. And I love my quiet, humble home here in the DMV because
really?
going to Atlanta, and I love am Atlanta. Not built.
I love it.
I cannot do that. There was a deep, like, I don't like a loud brunch. And I think I've shared that before. I'm really not like a loud brunch person, but there was a DJ. The music was good.
I'm a loud bruncher.
But when you can bring hookah to my brunch table, I can't.
So my only... I don't want to hookah while I'm eating.
He got it. I don't know when it came out. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But he was like, it's spice chai. I was like, what the fuck is that? And I hit it. I was like, oh, this is good. I said,
even a hookah guy.
I'm not. So I was like, okay, I can do this
other
shit. I was texting Shayla. I said, bitch, you had this. They ain't got this in DC.
I love Shayla, like, by the way.
Y'all, I was like, this shit is good. So, of course, I ordered it for my brunch. I was like, because people need to have this.
Have this experience. And I did. I did. And I enjoyed. I was like, wait. This is what it was so good. So good.
So that's how it came
about. Okay. 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 So, yeah. All of the things. But he was going to... going down a hole.
Okay.
I want to reiterate. I love Shayla.
Yes,
like Ramont is he has 50,000 jobs. You would think he was Jamaican. So he has a bunch of different friends. I'm never the friend that has a problem with my friend's friends because I feel like if my friend fuck with you, it's too easy for me to fuck with you. Mm-hmm. But I had never really I have seen Shayla, but mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever interacted with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I officially met her at your dinner
mm-hmm.
and then interacted, like had mm-hmm. real conversation and got to know
brunch
her.
Because brunch was very relaxed.
Yeah, it was very...
The Nike gave chill vibe.
Yeah, it was. It was giving that.
It was comfortable.
Yeah, so I just really just... I enjoyed Shayla because he speaks about her a lot. I've seen them out and about and she looks like a good time, but I was able to experience her and I had a good time with her. Shout out to Shayla.
She wears me out. I'll be like, all right, bitch, what are we doing? Because you got a time limit and she, listen, Shayla will have me up and through the DMV and I'll be like, ma'am, I need to go home. It's like, oh, we got one more spot.
Need to go home.
We, like, Shayla, we are drunk. Like, I don't understand. And we be on the
hoop. Is Shayla your Maya Omari?
No. Yes and no, because we have to, she knows we have to plan.
Me and Omari plan. Well, now we're in a space of planning.
We plan, yeah, but she will get me, because of the industry in which we work, as far as that goes, we get free shit.
Okay.
So we're drinking for free. Like, you know, when you're paying, you're like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah. When it's free, it's different.
It's free, I get, and you know, look, the promoters, and you know, hold on. Like,
not that I know, because I'm not on the same. I'm not in the same tier as them. But I get it. Like, I completely
so
understand.
Like, you know, the promoters, and they're there. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh my god, y'all want to do shots? Let's go. And like, right.
And you're just going with it because you're in the moment.
We just
yeah,
go with it. I mean, it's some shit we pay for, but other than that, they're like, oh yeah, let's drink. Give them another drink. And we just standing at the bar, and they, because we're with like the promoters or the owners or whatever the case may be. And so we're just drinking. So just,
I love that. Invite me next time so I can have that experience.
It's
so
it's
we can talk. Look, let's do it for work purposes. So I can tell to the people. I just want to go out and just be drinking. Okay, get to you. What was your point?
I'm sorry. So the brunch, it was all Nike.
All Nike.
Everyone was Nike. Good. Everyone was doing fine. There wasn't a care in the world. Picture it. Blissfulness. You know, now everyone's vibing, conversation. People are mixing and mingling. People I never thought would have conversation. Everyone's just everywhere. Like,
can we stop? Well, no, I won't stop. Well, I will say, that's another thing. I think that you did bring, like, full circle. Because there were some people that I only knew via social media or had met once or twice. Not necessarily via you, but just in
general,
in passing. Yeah. And I was able to have a real conversation. And I won't say we're friends, but you know what I'm saying? Just a different vibe. So absolutely. He brought people together.
Absolutely. And like that was the goal. Like, it's comfortable and everything like that. Like, we're here, let's vibe, let's talk, and so forth. So my co-host, as lovely as he is, and y'all know how he is, I was not thinking about this because it didn't matter to me. But since he brought it up and then got mad at me, like, sir, if you would have just shut the fuck up, we wouldn't be here. He wanted to have a competition because in his mind, he did everything right.
So pause. So you have a Nike brunch and it is reiterated more than once.
Nike.
Head to toe.
Nike.
So if you know me, you know that I had on Nike socks. I had on squishy pants, a t-shirt. The t-shirt under that was still Nike. I didn't have no hat.
Nah, you didn't wear a
hat. I didn't have a hat. My shoes, of course, were. I think I wore slides, but I also had shoes in the car in the event that we went somewhere afterwards. So everything was, I was Nike, underwear, Nike, everything from head to toe, inside and out.
And I didn't even think about, like, I wasn't even, like, my underwear wasn't Nike, but, and I had on a Hanes tank top. So, like, I didn't think anything of it. Like, I was,
but my friend, he consistently said,
yeah, I just said Nike head to toe. So I'm thinking outer. Nike head to toe.
Okay. So that's why when he gets here, y'all understand where I was coming from. Go ahead.
Okay. So friend came to me and was just like, so, you know, at this point, the drinks have hit.
Of course.
Because friend was real bold. Friend was real bold, right?
I rolled up. I did.
He rolled up on me, pulled me to the side.
To the side in front of folks.
In a little corner. Talking about, so if anyone was to wear Nike head to toe, I think I got it. And I'm just like, okay. And then I look. I scanned from head to toe. And friend had deductions, so he didn't get it. And then it became a thing because he brought it up.
Right.
And plus he started yelling at me because I told him.
Like, that I had deductions. Because what? He had deductions.
Because you had on Jordan swishy pants.
Jordan is what?
Underneath. Jordan is Jordan.
It, no, Let's Jordan.
Jordan is Jordan. Jordan is Jordan.
I'm not arguing today.
I mean, we can. We had this argument. Jordan came from where? Jordan came from Jordan. And then Jordan, Nike.
No! Okay. Jordan was before Nike? Jordan was an entity of its own before Nike?
I believe so.
I will do my research.
Okay.
I will do my research on that.
Either way, you had on Jordan, so it doesn't matter.
Jordan is Nike to me.
So it's Converse. But no one had on a pair of Converses.
Converse and who?
So it's Converse.
Converse is what? So it's Converse.
Nike.
Converse is Nike? Since when?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Didn't know.
Do your research.
We'll do.
Converse is part of Nike. So is Jordan.
Jordan, and if you go to the Nike site, because it's
I can click on Converse just like you clicked on Jordan.
I don't think I've ever seen because I have my shopping app open. So I'm going to my Nike app, and you might be right. I see shop, men, women, kids, shoes, clothing, sale, Jordan. So Jordan is an entity of Nike, is how I feel.
Okay. And so, Nike website.
Same.
It's like, you're in the app. I'm on the website, okay?
App and website. This is what I hate. I hate about this man.
So, you see Nike? You see that check right there?
I do.
Okay, so I'm going to hit these three lines up here. It's called a menu. We're going to bring that down. Boom. And what pops up underneath of...
New and featured men, women, kids, accessories. Jordan and Converse.
Jordan and Converse. So, therefore... Converse is a part of Nike, just like Jordan is.
Can I see?
Go ahead. Boom. Oh, you didn't know? You didn't know you could get Converse from Nike?
No. But I'm going to see. Okay. I don't think that Jordan was ever an entity of its own. I thought Jordan was introduced with Nike.
So my correlation to that was if I said that I'm having... if I'm having a Toyota party... Everyone needs to arrive in a Toyota. And you pulled up in your truck. You would be wrong, but you're still right at the same time.
No.
You're still right at the same time.
We're not going to talk about my specific.
That's the only way I could.
I understand where you're going. However.
They're in the Lexus truck sales. Their pockets full grown.
I just said I wasn't going there. I'm gonna do my research and we'll come back.
So my friend had on Jordan, so therefore he had deductions. So at this point, now had to go around the party and find out who had on.
Did you tell him he won?
Steve won.
I know. Did you tell him that?
Yeah. He knew. Because he...
I'm surprised he hasn't said anything.
He said it at the party, and he, trust me, he made it know.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
But I did have to argue with a lot of people that had on Jordan.
Jordan, yes. Absolutely.
And what's funny, to your...
In your defense,
when I tell other people about, you know, the party and everything like that, their notion is the same way in which you think, and that a lot of people at the party thought as well... particularly I go to the website, Jordan's there. I said, but when you think about it, I said, it's Jordan. You know that Jumpman logo is Jordan. If you see that Jumpman logo, you're not going to associate that with Nike in a sense. You're going to associate that with Jordan. And also the particular shoes, the ones that I wear are always got the Nike check. You have a pair of the 11s. That have 23 on there, and they have the Jumpman logo. You do have a pair of 11s. They're the black ones that you have. Right.
I'm sure. Right. They're Nike to me. Right.
They're Jordans because they have that 23, and they have that Jumpman logo right there on the side, and I think on the tongue as well. So, but the ones, his Air Jordan ones, high mids and lows, they have the Nike check, but they're Jordans as well. Looking at them, I know that they are Jordans, but they have the Nike check. So that was the main thing that I was looking for, was like the Nike or the check itself, mm-hmm. in order to consider you have on Nike from head to toe.
Understood.
If I saw that Jumpman, you have on Jordan, and I apologize, there was a deduction.
It's okay. It's okay. What I respect is that, you know, it's not a favoritism thing. You know what I mean? Because.
What you mean?
Like, me and you are very close, so I felt like, bitch, I should win. not before anybody that's watching this is close to Vermont. I'm not judging us. I go off of my relationship. Mm-hmm, so yeah. To me, I don't give a fuck who you are. I'm always going to feel like I'm closest. Yeah. Do with that what you may. But no, I appreciate. I mean, not even appreciate. I don't necessarily agree, but I respect your
And like I said, analogy of the situation. I did not think of
and,
it.
And so that's what's crazy. Vermont is so, to me, is so meticulous with details. The way that he stressed Nike, like, I feel like we got two or three messages that were stressing it. So for me, I was like, oh,
because there's going to be. I did not want anyone to show up and be out.
The eyeball.
Yeah.
Got you.
Pretty much. Like, yeah. I didn't want you to be like, someone be like, oh, okay, it's just brunch. Like, let me just throw on whatever. And I had to remind people, like, the attire is Nike. Like, I would hate for you to show up. Mm-hmm. In a regular t-shirt, and people are looking at you like, bitch, why you ain't got on Nike?
Right.
Because I would. Like,
right.
Girl.
Hey.
What are you
why are you here?
Why are you here? Like, the thing was Nike. Like, do I need to grab a t-shirt for you? Like, what's going on? So that's why I stressed it. And because I know people are procrastinators.
Yes.
People wait to the last minute. I mean, we saw that within the group chat. No one had their outfits for anything.
It was.
Yep. Y'all love to piss, and this is why it is the last year, because y'all love to piss me off. Or maybe I just need to do it where I don't give y'all.
What were you pissed off about?
Y'all just gave me anxiety. Everyone was like, "Oh, I don't have it. I need to go to the store today." And I was just like, "Girl."
So I can speak for myself. the blue vibe. Blue is not my favorite color, and I'm going through this. I'm in this, what do they call it? I'm in my
era?
In-between era.
Okay, oh.
Because I'm not as thin as I was, but I'm not as big as I can be.
Oh, you're going through your Oprah era.
Oprah era. So I had to figure out, what the fuck am I going to wear? And so the sweater that I did wear, I enjoyed it. Backstory. It was much, like, the size that I ordered was my size. Mm. But typically, I think I ordered it from ASOS. Typically, a medium will fit me a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
This one was very, the material that it was made, it was a sweater. It was very tight.
Mm.
Oh, should I answer this?
Answer. Tell them what you're doing.
What's up, friend?
What's going on?
Tell them what you're doing.
You're on the podcast right now.
Am I?
You are.
How are y'all? What's going on?
We're amazing. Oh, wait, I turned the camera to Vermont and he said, hey, bitch, what's going on? I said, Keenan is calling me for
right.
People.
Right. Said, first of all, you wouldn't even be here had I not approved him to answer the phone call. So let's start there.
Anyway, whatever. Me and Shaq are going day drinking and we said we owe you a date to go find you a man. So we were like, let's call Michael
Reed. Wait a minute, not on the podcast.
Oh, bitch. Ooh, it's recorded, friend. Damn.
Now we out here. I'm going to call y'all in a minute. We about to wrap up. I'm going to call y'all in a minute. I'm going to call you right back. Bye.
We going to find you a man. Like, wait, what? Bitch, you had them all in the mic. No, don't answer any more phone calls.
No more phone calls from friends.
After the day, thanks to Keenan.
Thank y'all, but no thank you. But side note, Keenan is a great wingman when you're single. Because Keenan going to get them. He going to be like, first of all, who you want. Then he going to get them to you. And then you're going to be able to assess and determine. Mm. So Keenan, I fuck with it. Definitely will be calling him back when we're done.
Okay.
Where were we at? Damn.
We were at the Nike. I guess we can wrap it up.
Yeah, it was
the end of the weekend, honestly.
Yeah.
It was a good time. Good night. Good food. Everyone, shout out to everyone that came.
It was a good time. Yeah, it was definitely.
Shout out to everyone that put on their Nike. And I think that brought me joy. And I think with me incorporating like the blue at the dinner brought me joy.
Oh, that's what I was talking about.
The Nike
sweater.
the Nike brought me joy because it let me know that people were thoughtful. They thought about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And with the Incorporate Blue, it was however you see fit, whatever you want to do. And it just brought me joy that people took the time, you know, to do it.
So whose Nike outfit did you enjoy the best?
Everyone had on cute stuff. Aaron, I told Aaron I need his shorts.
Baby.
I could probably do the whole outfit. But
because Aaron outfit, put his, that shit on as he does.
He did. It was a cute set. I was like, bitch, I need that. That's okay. A cute set. Yeah, everyone was real cute.
Okay. Who was your blue? Who was your favorite blue?
Me.
Well, damn.
What?
Okay.
Well.
All right.
I had on the most blue. Outside, I think Moyatu had the denim jacket. Denim skirt jacket type situation that was real cute, but mine was
so really, Mayatu is second place.
Absolutely, I had to get my shit tailored by a bow tie and everything like that. So
transparency. So when I was figuring out what I was wearing to the dinner, mm-hmm. we go to the same dry cleaner who also does our alterations.
And we were talking about,
and so when I went in and I was torn between what I was going to wear. So I think what I ended up wearing was not what I originally was going to wear.
Okay.
And I had went to go get it tailored and everything. She was like, and we were trying, I was trying to determine because I knew where we were going, but I was like, oh, I don't want to be overdressed. I don't want to be underdressed. And she was like, well, and I was like, well, what? And she was like, well, he got his stuff tailored here. And I was like, oh, so you know what he's wearing. She was like, I don't think I can tell you. And I was like, I don't want to know what he's wearing, but am I in line with what it looks like?
Now I got to find somebody else.
Right. She was like, no. She was like, no, you're good. So the original, whatever I was going to wear originally, which it was some socks. I think it was a jacket. But I didn't want to go that far.
And what I also love about it is that similar to Aaron's birthday with the all white, like we all know what we're supposed to wear, but no one's talking about it. Mm-hmm. I love that aspect about our group. Like,
yeah.
We all know what we're supposed to do, but we all want to surprise each other with mm-hmm. what we did,
yeah.
what we came up with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I really like. I get excited. Oh my God, what are they going to wear? What are they going to have on?
Did anybody, and this is shady. I know it's shady. I know you're not going to answer.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to answer?
I'm not going to give specifics, but yes. I know, okay. I know your question, so yes.
Well, that's an offline conversation. Sorry. Sorry yes. to y'all.
Yes. Some did not meet the mark.
So we're going to wrap up this episode because we didn't do it last time because it was a catch up, but we're back. So now I feel like business as usual.
Okay.
I have my questions for you.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
It's been a while. So the first question that I have is, what was the number one thing you missed during the hiatus?
Number one thing that I missed during the hiatus would be this.
Doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess that was kind of a given, right? Because what else do we... Well, no, we don't. I was going to say, what do we do besides
actually don't sit and talk like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what True I'm saying. Story. Like this.
Gotcha.
Like, we don't sit and talk like this.
Okay. This is random. Are you a sock, shoe, or a sock, shoe person?
Sock, shoe.
Like, do you put on your socks, both socks?
Yes.
And then your shoes, or one sock, then your shoe, then your other sock?
Why is this foot just, like, lonely with no sock on it? Like,
I mean...
No, like, they both gotta get... No, at the same time.
Okay, so this came up in the group chat at work. It was directly correlated with dating, but of course you're not dating. So think back.
Okay.
Think back to that time.
Okay.
But we don't know if you are dating because we don't know. I'm just joking. When dating, did you require a pre-call before a FaceTime? Like, if you're getting to know someone, not date, like you guys aren't dating yet, you're getting to know them, so they want to FaceTime. Do you feel like you need them to call you or send you a text and say, hey, are you available? Or are you just FaceTime
me and see? FaceTime, yes.
Really?
If it's FaceTime, don't just FaceTime me. Like, if you were to call me, I could pick up. But if it's a FaceTime, like, ask, am I available for FaceTime?
I think that is so weird. I am just like, if you FaceTime me and I don't answer, that means I'm not available. Like, I don't need, I think it's weird when people like, say, can I FaceTime you? Just
no,
do
no,
it.
No, because I'll hit ignore or like send a message.
Okay, and that
like,
means I'm you're not available. And that's fine.
But I think like, if you were to call, I could answer that. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you were to just do a regular call, I could answer that and we were good. But a FaceTime, like, you should, there needs to be an invite. It needs to be asked of before you just FaceTime. Don't you pick up your FaceTimes?
No, but I feel like if you don't, you're not, but this was dating. Specific to dating, but for as friends, I feel like again, same for me. If I am unavailable, if I'm not available to take that call or take that FaceTime, if we're talking about that specifically, then I'm just not going to answer it. I just don't think
I would. I guess because I would ask, so therefore I would require that because I would ask like, hey, like, can we FaceTime or mm-hmm. like, I'm not going to ask you, hey, can I call you? But I'll ask, hey, can we FaceTime?
Yeah, that's another weird thing. I think they just do it. Because when people say, can I call you? And I'm just like, just call me. If I don't answer,
but
that
FaceTime,
means I'm not available.
Because it's face. Like, it's just a little, it's a little bit different.
Okay, you require it. Maybe it's a deeper conversation.
Like, if I just rolled out of bed and you're calling my phone, hey, friend, like, what's up? But if I roll out of bed, your FaceTime, absolutely fucking not.
But as a friend, I think it's different because I can. I will answer.
Still dry.
I will answer the phone if I'm in the space, if I'm available. Like outside of being in the shower, there's not much that I'm not gonna answer.
I'll FaceTime you if I'm in the shower. If I'm dating you,
I'm talking about. Well,
I'll be like,
I guess we're
I'll be like, yeah,
forth.
Going to FaceTime me. I'm about to in the middle of FaceTime. I'm like, I'm about to get in the shower and put you up right here. Like you gonna see me?
Okay, but we're talking about in the beginning. So you said yes, you require.
Yes.
Got it.
It's a yes for me.
Okay, these are very easy questions. We'll ease into the harder ones next time. Do you drive differently when your mother's in the car?
Not until she start complaining.
And that's my mama too. My mom be like, slow down, girl.
Girl.
This is my car.
Did you die? Girl, we gonna get there. Exactly. You could have drove your own car.
Chill out.
So what do I already know? Ma'am, you had an option.
I'm torn between what I want to ask. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna ask this one.
Okay.
What would you say is the gayest thing about you?
In what aspect? What aspect?
Overall, like, what is the what would you, if it was
if, the way if, I dress?
Do you think the way you dress is gay?
No, but
you when you do dress,
like, I just feel like the way I dress, people know, like, oh yeah, he's gay.
Okay.
And that's the only way I can, like, equate that. Like, the gayest thing about me would be something that people can't automatically clock to be like, okay, yeah, he's gay. So, I think the way my clothes fit and how I dress, like, people are like, he's gay.
Okay. I don't think so, but maybe because I know you're gay?
You're right.
Well, allegedly.
Right, because you know I'm
gay. Because I don't know if you're gay. Are you? Okay, you're gay. I'm allegedly gay. That's what the people say. Okay. Well, those are all the questions that I have. I think that was five.
What's the gayest thing about you?
In my own opinion, I would assume... So, I guess if I equate it to the way you said it, like, what makes people know? Mm-hmm. Personally, like, me, what do I think? I think it's probably my mannerisms.
I was going to say that.
But a lot of people say the way I walk, and I don't think that I have a gay walk.
I don't pay attention to you. No.
But people have said...
Your mannerisms?
My mannerisms. Yeah.
You talk a lot with your hands.
Do I? As I hold on to my mic. Do I? No. Yeah. The crazy thing is I didn't think
right
about...
Right now, something broke.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of A Little R&R Podcast. We appreciate you guys. Please share
all
this.
Right, share us.
Like us.
Comment.
All of that.
Everything.
And,
YouTube. Spotify. Apple Podcasts.
All
Instagram.
Of them. You say YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of that. We're not on Facebook because who's using Facebook like that?
Our mothers.
And that's why.
Bye.
Oh, all right. But for real though, we're out. Make sure you guys like, comment, share on all social media platforms. And look at me. I'm looking down just like you were.
Exactly.
So I'm bringing eye level as far as it goes. But it's only for the people that's watching. Hopefully they just listen so they don't.
Y'all need to watch.
Watching is a lot better.
It's much more fun. Much more fun.
But a lot of people listen to us in a car and we learn.
They do.
Yeah.
So, they do. But we love y'all and we appreciate y'all. Absolutely. And again, like, share, comment, all of that. Subscribe. Subscribe. Can we get our numbers up?
Please.
What's up?
Please.
Like, stop. Stop playing with us.
If y'all fuck with us, like y'all say y'all fuck with us.
Hello.
The numbers would be numbering.
Numbering. Hello. Hello. Thank you. Thank and you. Good night.
Good night. See you guys.
What time is it? Because it's not night. It's only 3. I feel like Damon was like, bitches, y'all are done. That was the light.
No.
He was like,